Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
9:22, a minute late, but glad to have him. Ian McNulty covers food and dining culture for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. Ian McNulty, having you on is the broadcast equivalent for this week of, like, when you're helping somebody move and that last heavy crate has been moved and you're sitting down having a cold beer and just relaxing.
I'm here to help you lift from the bottom, Tommy. That's what we're doing here.
And lift with your back, because you never want to hurt your legs. Remember that.
Oh, strike that in reverse it, Hercules.
There you go. Let's talk about where you've been eating, where you've been drinking, what's on your mind.
Oh, man. There has been some delightful places that I've had a chance to bring up recently. And don't forget, since last time you and I talked, a lot has happened. It's true. But one of those things has been the emergence again of Revion, which I know is always of high interest to folks around here who follow the dining scene. But first, a place that I've had on my list for a while and I've been visiting off and on since they opened, last spring, and finally had a chance to really put together a piece on that was in the paper this week, is Aviva. It's a restaurant in the Marigny on what's on Franklin Street. It used to be called The Franklin, and this place was around for about 10 years, was known for its cocktails as sort of a modern bistro. Well, a lot of people were sad when it closed down, but let me tell you, what has replaced it is really, really a special place. And I say that Aviva is like that place you visited in Italy where, like, it spoke softly, but you couldn't stop talking about it afterwards. The menu is always changing with what's fresh. You can't quite pin it down. It's definitely not Italian-American. It's not Creole Italian. There's pasta, but it's not a red sauce joint. But you feel like, oh, this was that neighborhood restaurant that we happened into, and this is just the way it is over here, and this is what we're going to try to do when we go home, but instead we fall into going to TGI Fridays again and order too much takeout. But then you go to Aviva, and you're reminded of that trip to Italy. Anyway, that's what it did for me. Let me say this
right now. It is Eviva, the name of the restaurant, not Aviva, just to make sure.
No, that's right. That's right. Okay. Eviva. It means like hooray in Italian. It's an expression.
Eviva.
Aviva. That's right. And that will be my last ethnic impersonation today, I promise. It's this darkly seductive room that... check it out on my Instagram at Ian McNulty Nola. There's a bunch of photos there from the great Chris Granger who shot it with me for this story. It's covered with contemporary art, but it has this classic look to it. It's nestled into its neighborhood. And, if I'm not selling you on it, like the introductory thing to do is to go for their happy hour. I love a good restaurant happy hour. This one lasts until 7. So you actually have a chance to get there. If you work until, say, 5 o'clock, I love a restaurant happy hour. I'm kind of frustrated when they end at like 4:45 or 5 o'clock or something. It's like no chance for me to get there.
You're not happy.
Yeah, no. But there's a really nice martini on special during happy hour, and then the food menu for happy hour is not just like chicken wings they're throwing out there. It's things that the chefs are playing around with. That they maybe don't have enough quantity yet, or they're trying out. It's sort of like a chef's playground of delicious dishes that might end up on the main menu. The chefs, by the way, there's two of them. One, Rebecca Wilcomb. She was at Herb Saint for a long time, mm-hmm. and then for a short time at Gianna Restaurant, both Donald Link restaurants. And then she's joined there by a guy, Marcus Jacobs, who I've been following around town. A really good chef. He's known for Margie's Grill, which was on Broad Street for a while. And so the two of them are teamed up here. And it's just great. It's just like a wonderful restaurant. The menu is always changing. The wine list is nice and actually approachable. And that means something different these days. But when I say you can get a lot of, you have a choice of a lot of different wines for under $60 a bottle, that sounds pretty expensive. But the way things are going, that's actually for a fine wine at a nice restaurant, that's a pretty refreshing sight. That's the place, Tommy, that it is. It's like date night sexy, but also sort of anytime, you know, and anytime nice meal out. And I was just really glad to finally get finally be able to showcase it. And it had been a long time coming. It's really one of the best restaurants, new restaurants that I've been to around New Orleans this year.
You talked about Chris Granger's photos, and they are beautiful. But I'm looking at a shot, overhead shot here. Take me through what we're looking at. In the center of the table, you have a chopping block with anchovy toast, but it's not like you would think it would be. Take me through that.
Yeah, sure. I'm not even looking at the photo, Tommy, but I think I can do this from memory.
Okay.
Starting at the top of the clock, anchovy toast. Yeah, it's focaccia bread with bits of anchovy, which are, you know, just pickly, sour fish, but tamed by some fresh herbs and a little chili. Then you're going over to a salad, which, you know, following the hands of the clock, right. That is sort of a study in vegetal bitterness with radicchio, which is such a fun word to say. Mm-hmm. Radicchio. There, I'm doing it again with the ethnic thing.
Eviva radicchio!
Yes, the radicchios. I went to high school with mm-hmm. them over at LaSalle, I think.
Solid gold people, let me tell you something.
Mix that with some soft endive.
They still owe money.
But then put in some country ham and wads of mozzarella. They look like they've just been torn off of a hunk of mozzarella and tossed in there. What else have we got on the table there? Oh, the grilled shrimp. This is beautiful Gulf shrimp treated at the absolute way they want to be treated, with some garlic, with some lemon, and not a moment too long on that fire. I mean, I would rather have my shrimp undercooked than overcooked, honestly, because they're going to finish cooking a little bit on the plate. That's the feeling I get every time I've had the shrimp there. It's almost like the steak at Crescent City or Ruth's Chris sort of snapping away on the iron plate as it makes its way to your table. But in this case, in a good way, the shrimp are just sort of finishing on the hot plate. So when you get them, they just have that fresh pop. Just a hint of char, all that garlic, and a little bit of lemon. Perfect. That's what you want from a Gulf shrimp. So great. And then there's one more dish on that table, and I think it was the soft shell shrimp.
Mm. Yeah, tell me about these. I'm seeing these all over the place, or specifically at Sal's in Belchase. They got soft shell shrimp all over. Is this a new thing or not, Ian? Because I've been here a long time. It's the first I've heard. I've heard of soft shell crawfish before, and certainly crabs, but not shrimp.
Sally has been selling soft shell shrimp by the seashore since 1777. Just kidding. It is, it's the same idea as soft shell crabs. We can talk about oysters later if you want, Tommy. Soft shell shrimp is the same as crab in theory, right? They're molting, and so the shell is still on, but it's in a state where when you fry it up, it's quite nice. Or also broil it, by the way. I've had broiled soft-shell crabs at Galatoire's before, and I might again today. And they are wonderful in that condition.
Yeah, I don't know if
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Citing right Ian McNulty, citing Galatoire this afternoon. It could happen. Go ahead. Anyway,
I do have the afternoon off. Yeah. Look out, people of the French Quarter. It is soft shell shrimp. Is the same idea. So you're eating its shell and all, and you really want these cooked right. And basically, just when they're fried properly, meaning not overcooked, it you get this second level of crispiness. There's the crispiness you expect from fried shrimp, but then underneath that. Sort of like an added layer of crunch, like the peanuts in your Snickers bar, in between the sweet plumpness of the shrimp, and it's a delight. And I've always assumed I'd seen these here and there. There was a restaurant up in Lakeview called Cava years ago that would get them occasionally, and the owner there, Danny, would tell me, "Oh, I have to go down to the dock in Lafitte to get them." And maybe that was the case back then. It really seemed like this dockside exotica that you had to have a guy hook up to pull aside from you. But I have been seeing them more often lately, so that tells me maybe something's changed. In this case, I know that Aviva is getting them from Anna Marie Shrimp, which is a fantastic seafood, I say company, it's a brand, it's a guy, Lance Nacio. He's a third-generation Cajun hunter-fisherman guy with a couple boats down there in Montague, Louisiana on the bayou. Who's made a fantastic brand for local, sustainable, the stuff that your grandparents grew up with, Louisiana seafood. So anytime you see the Anna Marie label or hear that thing name checked on a menu, you know it's going to be the real deal. Anyway, that's where the soft shell shrimp is coming from. And that was a special on the happy hour menu at Aviva. And that is a full circle around the $7 martini that they have there on special. Fabulous place.
Restaurant, reservations needed or not, or suggested?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you don't be afraid to drop in to the bar for happy hour, especially. But no, if you're going for a date or for two couples to get together, make a reservation for sure.
EVVIVA 2600 Dauphine. Where are we going next?
You want to talk a little Revion?
Sure.
Yeah, Revion is, of course, just the primer. It's the thing that happens in December, a lot of different restaurants. Sometimes it's compared to culinary because it's like a set course menu, for a multi-course menu for a set price. And it's sort of like the winter version of culinary in some people's minds. But that's not quite right because culinary is meant to be sort of a bargain to get into the restaurants in the summertime. Revion is much more of a celebratory meal, and often, and especially this year, can be quite decadent. You know, it's really about them putting together a pretty fabulous menu at these restaurants, and it plays out in a lot of different ways. But a couple that caught my eye, you know, I always go through the roster over 50 of them, and it is a great format if you're getting people together for a holiday outing because it's not just, oh, let's pick a restaurant. It's like, oh, let's do a Revion. It's just a little more motivating factor. And the menus can sometimes be these fabulous offers. So I get asked all year long about turducken, even after Thanksgiving. It is a holiday thing. Gabrielle Restaurant on Orleans Avenue, Greg Sonnier's restaurant up there, they have turducken on their Revion menu. In addition to daube glacé, that Creole... it's like a jellied beef spread. It's sort of like the beef version of hogshead cheese, mm-hmm. which mostly resides in the memory of old people with Creole roots, but it comes back again often at Revion time. It's usually on the menu at Arno's, too. Arno's always does a fantastic Revion, and they have a special thing, too, that I just have to mention. Every December, they do this teddy bear drive, and it's just incredibly touching. They ask people to bring in teddy bears, you know, a new teddy bear that you bought at Walgreens or whatever.
So we're talking about Arno's here, not Gabrielle, or are we talking
about this is Arno's now, yeah. Arno's, okay. And you drop off the teddy bear there, and Arno's collects them and then gives them to the New Orleans Police and Justice Foundation, which supports the cops. And the cops carry these teddy bears around when they come across a child on their beat who has witnessed a crime or been somehow traumatized, they give him a teddy bear. And here's a cop giving a kid a teddy bear. And I know it sounds a little sappy or whatever, but these little things.
But actually,
they do make
Ian,
a difference.
Let me jump in. If you've ever seen any of these police shows or whatever, the cops where they follow them out live or whatever, it makes all of the difference in the world to the child at that moment.
So every year I buy a teddy bear, and, you know, it's not pure selflessness. I take myself to Arno's French 75. I drop off the bear, and I treat myself to a cocktail at that amazing den of elegant cocktails there within Arno's. And then if you go in for the Revillon, they're going to take care of the full course of the meal. But a few more Revillons that did catch my eye. Gris Gris, Eric Cook's restaurant in the Lower Garden District. The centerpiece of their Revillon menu is basically everything that you would have on your platter if you went through the Christmas buffet at your aunt's house. It's like a Christmas ham, string bean casserole, stuffing, turkey gravy, probably a couple more things. And that's one course. Around that is the gumbo, the macaroni pie, and a dessert. And I think that's like $65 for that whole spread. And then they're one of a number of places doing great holiday cocktails in addition to the Revillon menu. So there's other places that are really doing it up for Revillon with cocktails, which is a kind of a fun way to go at it too. And then at the absolute peak of the list, I mean, some of these Revillon menus I've been listing, they're like $65, maybe $70, $80 for this multi-course, 4 or 5 course spread. Restaurant August always does it up big for this, and they are taking it to a whole new level this year. Their Revillon menu is eye-popping at $200. That's pretty high. You're not counting drinks in there yet. So that is exceptionally high. You're in Emerald's tasting menu territory almost with that. But their Revillon menu, Tommy, it's something like 7 or 8 courses that are listed. One of them is a fruit de mer, the fruits of the sea, that is at least 3, maybe 4 dishes all on its own. There's a separate course of caviar, another one of oysters. It looks incredibly decadent. I mean, there's seafood. There's a fish course, a meat course, and then you get into the desserts. I used up all my S's with the soft shell shrimp earlier.
And where are we up to now, plural. Ian? I'm just trying to keep track here because people want to know.
Yeah, sure. That one's Restaurant August. Yeah, it looks like that's kind of the peak of decadence for a Revillon outing.
Gotcha.
That is a restaurant that was a major whiff on the Michelin guide this year, I thought. I mean, they got a mention, but I thought they should have gotten a star. And I think they also think so, too, and they are really making the case for the locals of what they're doing at Restaurant August, which is they're in a new chapter now, which is really, really special. It was one of the best meals I had this year was at Restaurant August over the summertime.
And where is that?
August, that's downtown. That's John Besh's original place. Been there, gosh, since 2001, I want to say. But it's across the street from the Windsor Court down by the casino.
So when it comes to Revillon dinners, is there what drives what? Does the chef say, okay, the Revillon dinner is based on, as I understand it, people coming back from midnight mass and the spread would be laid out? Yes or no?
Traditionally. Yeah. The word Revillon, the awakening, it comes from this old French Creole tradition, a religious custom where, people observant Catholics go to midnight mass for Christmas Eve, come back and break the fast with a spread that has been laid out on the sideboard. And, it's this very sort of old-fashioned New Orleans, the age of the grand Creole era kind of image in your head. Well, it died away as, more American tropes of Christmas took over in this still resiliently Creole city. It was, sort of resigned to the history books, but it was brought back to life in a very different form. I mean, taking the name and the idea of a holiday feast and bringing it into restaurants and becoming modern. And so an interesting thing now is that chefs, restaurants are asked to make these menus in deepest summer. I mean, they are sweating to the oldies in August and September when the request comes along to put together these menus of stuffed this and breaded that and hearty this and
comfort
quail
dish,
and
right?
rabbit. Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's like sweater weather food that you're asked to contemplate in the summer, but it all plays out now, and the weather's kind of perfect for that, isn't it?
Absolutely. Ian McNulty, we're out of time as always. Never enough time. I appreciate it as always, sir. We'll talk to you again next week, I hope.
I'm wearing those old-fashioned cocktail socks that you that Santa Claus or Tommy Tucker off gave me one time. Yeah, those are going on for a jolly spree out there today. I'm taking the afternoon off, so look out, people of the French
Quarter. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Pace yourself.
You got to start somewhere, my friend.
You got it, Ian McNulty, Journey of 1,000 Miles, right? Covers food, dining, culture, time, speaking, you, New Orleans Advocate. 939, 20 till 10, traffic now, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.